visiting with Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you're 2-2. You started the season 2-0 with wins over Osage and Center, and then lost a pair of games Thursday and Saturday against Rural Vista and Clifton Clyde. Your last three games as part of the Harrington tournament. But just going back to last week with the games at Harrington, going 1-2 there. I know Rural Vista ended up winning the Harrington tournament, and Clifton Clyde, they're always a solid bunch as well. What'd you learn from last week?
Well, against Rural Vista, that was a game. Rural Vista, a lot of upperclassmen on their team that have started the last few years. That was a game. I didn't think we were very aggressive in the first half and kind of put ourselves behind. And in the second half, we came out, tried to be a little more intense in the game, just be aggressive going to the basket. Ended up shooting, 15 free throws in the third quarter. So definitely like how we responded, but down towards the end, just kind of ran out of gas in that game. And like you said, Rural Vista ended up, beating a pretty good Council Grove team on Saturday. And then with Clifton Clyde on Saturday, we had a couple guys dealing with some sickness and had a bum ankle from Thursday's game, and then it just didn't work out on our way on that game.
So how do you want to get guys, healthy, rested up? Because it's another busy week for you guys here right before Christmas.
Yeah, we got Waubunsee and Care Paravel this week. Both going to be really solid teams. Waubunsee's started the season well, Care Paravel also. You're back to league games, so we don't want to, go into league break, winter break, licking our wounds and from the injuries and a couple sicknesses. So hopefully we get back out, respond well tomorrow.
And let's go back and talk real quickly about your first two games, especially the game we had on Country 101.7 FM a couple of Fridays ago, a high-scoring game in Osage for you guys, 90-87, where Wyatt Griffin went off. But that had to feel a good way to start out league play and starting the season as well, giving you guys confidence heading into that game with Center that you end up winning 53-36.
Yeah, the first game, it was kind of a non-typical start, because usually maybe that first game you struggle shooting a little bit, and we shot a really high percentage as well as free throws, and it was a high-paced game. It was fun, and it was good to get one there at their place.
And I think you might have said to Michael Deeker, what was it like the last three, four, or even five or six games against you two with you and Osage coming basically down to the wire?
Yeah, so last year we played them twice, once in the tournament and once at our place. And I believe it was the tournament game, the shootout, that it went into overtime and we lost by two. And then they came back to our place later in the season, and we lost by two on that one. And then 2 years ago at their place, we beat them by two with a buzzer beater. Tucker Grove had a layup at the buzzer to win it. So we've had several matchups where it's either overtime or came down to the last few seconds for sure.
Visiting with Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, as you mentioned, busy week for you guys, the newcomers to the Flint Hills League this year, with Waubunsee tomorrow night at home, and then you go up to Topeka to take on Care Paravel, and then when you come back from break, you take on Mission Valley at Mission Valley, and then you have West Franklin on the 10th. So four really good games coming up, two here this week, and then two coming up in a couple more weeks.
Yep, should be exciting. So we're looking forward to facing the newcomers, and then I'll get back after break and finish up the league play.
All righty, coach. Well, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck here this week with Waubunsee and Care Paravel. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and best of luck on January 7th and 10th against Mission Valley and West Franklin. Talk to you again on January 13th.
All right, thank you.
That is Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank, Griffin Real Estate, and the Chase County Chamber of Commerce. on KVOE, live and local.